Mississippi player.
Mississippi player.
I know y'all. Yeah. It's Mississippi player.
Mississippi player.
I know y'all might be from Georgia.
I know y'all might be from Georgia.
Alabama, Louisiana.
Alabama,
Memphis,
Louisiana.
But we doing it for Mississippi.
But we doing it for Mississippi.
Greenville.
Greenville.
Greenwood.
Greenwood.
Indianola.
Indianola.
Hattiesburg.
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 All y'all.
Representing for
all y'all.
See, I throw y'all ears up.
This paper pivot is dead. Yeah, yeah, we got degrees for degrees and bread. It's a must. You're out of town to keep a bed. When you visit, don't bring bullshit. We thoroughbred. Now, why in the hell you think we got that cookie letter in the middle? Anything that's in the middle is guaranteed to get y'all slipping. Now, we tripping, but we pissing. Unless you want us to. Shoot, it don't matter, player. It's all on you, dude. Now, what you call that? Host it up with 50 killers. You don't want no trouble. Make them suffer. Fucking up his liver. I don't want to kill him. That's a sin. Let that nigga survive.
Hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth. What's up? What's up? I'm just going to do a little small talking, but let's just cut to the chase and talk about Prince, the multi-talented musical genius. Call me at 1-714-409-0614. Those are the digits to call me. 1-714-409-0614. Oh my goodness. I really would like to thank you guys for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. My views, my profile views have exceeded 3,100 views. You guys are listening. I'm getting feedback, booking guests. Tonight, after tonight's show, I'll probably book, go ahead and schedule my next four shows. In the near future, I'll be interviewing. But I said I was going to cut to the chase and talk about Prince, but I just want to give you all a little recap of things and a little preview of things. I'll be interviewing a local opera singer by the name of Sheila Ramsey here in Jackson, Mississippi. She's a gospel singer also and a teacher, but former teacher, but then also she trained others. But she and another Jacksonian were invited to go to Opera Works in Los Angeles in May. So in the very near future, I would like to say Monday, but in the very near future, you will get the opportunity to hear the sounds of Miss Sheila Diva. I call her Diva. Miss Sheila Diva Ramsey and her cohort, Janine, as they talk about their plans to travel to Los Angeles regarding Opera Works, a very extensive opera training program out there. So they will give us the 411 on what's going on with that and some of the fundraising events that they have scheduled around here, because it costs money to go on trips. So they're going to talk about things like that. And also, I must remind you, if you guys remember last week, I broadcast a show regarding UFOs. So I must remind you about the Mississippi 2011 UFO conference, which will be held in downtown Jackson at the convention complex. So that website is msufo.com. That will be Saturday. I'm still seriously thinking about attending, because I would like to share my UFO sighting experience with everyone. But, you know, I might not make it, but it looked like I might. So I'm not, it looked like it should be a pretty good event. Visit that website and you will be filled in on all the info. Okay, now back to Prince. The Lopez Tonight Show was on fire last night, was it not? Yes. I'm speechless, and then I have so much to say. I mean, I love watching Lopez Tonight Show anyway, but I love the way he started off the interview with Prince, asking him, why me? You know, but Prince is right. His audience reaches all type of demographics, so why not? I mean, the interview was so informative. The performances were spectacular, just pure funky. Right now in L.A., they're kicking off the concert right now at the L.A. Forum. If you all didn't know, if you watch Lopez Tonight, you know. But there are some people out there that don't know, because as Prince do these isolated dates, he announces the tour dates and the concert prices as he go. So I'm looking forward to his alleged summer tour, because, you know, usually the summer tours, they announce their major cities and the markets and the dates way in advance. But this is good for he and MPG to test the waters and see what's going on. And it appears, you know, I have yet to read or hear a bad review regarding the Welcome to America tour. It's on fire. Please call in, all you Purple Peeps and Prince lovers. Call in at 1-714-409-0614. His dates in L.A. at the L.A. Forum are obviously tonight, April 14th, 21st, and the 22nd. And tickets can be purchased at Live Nation. You can visit them online. But then also, if you visit my, if you tweet, look at my tweets, you will see the Welcome to America Tour teaser. I mean, that is a spectacular teaser. It reminds me of Chris Angel's teasers, his infomercial promoting his Ultimate Magic Kit. It's real. It's a magical teaser. So check it out at my Twitter, at Beth, B-E-T-H, Williams, W-M-S. And then also I tweeted on my Culture Shock Entertainment tweet page, at K-U-L-T-U-R-E. S-H-O-K-E-N-T. And then also it's at my Facebook page, Miss M.S. Beth Nelson. You will see that teaser. And if you missed the performance, I have tweeted it and it's on my Facebook page and favorited it on YouTube and everything. But call in and talk about the performance, what you like. And I'm sure, somebody might not like something, but I didn't see anything I did not like. That new song is so hot, Lay Down. That's a cool song, very cool. And when he performed The Beautiful Ones, that's one of my favorite songs anyway. I love that. And the young lady, Misty Copeland, I mean, that was a very beautiful piece, very beautiful dance. I've always loved ballerinas. So that was very cool. I loved it when Prince was dancing on the piano and so on. And the last song, that's an old school jam. I've always loved that jam. I didn't think of who performed that song. And when I was preparing for the show, I ran across the group's name, D-Train. That used to be like the house party jam. I mean, I'm telling my age, 42. But I remember that song. That song, when I first heard that music, I was like, oh, man. And I knew Shelby had something up her sleeve. But the real Shelby J, that's her tweet name, the real Shelby J, when she came out just jamming, I mean, just funkified. I mean, she ran the whole band, Sheila E., Alisa, Renato, everybody just jammed. I mean, that MPG just rocks. I mean, I've loved all of Prince's bands. you know, the beautiful ones. Well, I love seeing some of the Revolution members come out, though. You know, just something about the beautiful ones in the Revolution. But, yeah, call in at 714-409-0614. My mom, after the last show, my mom joked. She said, oh, I know one thing. You talk about Prince too much. This is the sixth show. I didn't mention Prince's name until the third show. And that's because I was talking about the fact that he does not have a star yet. And so I talk about what I know some people want to talk about, want to hear about. Some media outlets don't mention, very seldom mention Prince and what's going on with Prince. Some do. You have to really Google and do your research to find out what's going on. And the way he's touring, you really have to be on your P's and Q's and know what's actually going on if you want to get a ticket. I'm sure those $25 tickets are selling out very fast. I mean, I know most of the tickets are $25, but some of them are more than that. I'm like George Lopez. That's a good deal, too, you know. But, yeah, my mom was like, I need to talk about, but for you, for he and I to know, have known each other for so long and never met in person. She was like, what? Yeah, y'all known each other for a long time, but still y'all hadn't, you know, met each other in person yet and you talk about it so much. But I talked to a lot of Prince lovers, a lot of people who love Prince and support Prince and who work with Prince, and his fans from overseas are just amazing. They like to know what's going on, and they definitely keep me and other American supporters informed. So, yes, I had thought about uploading some Prince music. But I'll do that for another time. Hopefully I'll be able to interview a few of the MPG members in the near future. They're performing right now, so obviously they would not be calling. And I'd love to get an interview with Wendy and Lisa in the near future. I communicate with Lisa pretty often, so just as in getting a confirmation and setting a day and time. Okay, before I called in, I logged on to Prince.org, which I've been a member of that unofficial online fan community. I logged on to that. I hadn't logged on to Prince.org in a long time, but then also I retweeted some information that they had shared on that website. Well, the Prince.org members are awesome. So I'm going to resume networking at that site on a regular basis. It's something juggling different effective social networking sites. It's important not to, time is important, so it's important to manage your time properly. But again, I had reminded you all a couple shows ago about Prince not having a star, and the Hollywood Walk of Fame website is hollywoodchamber.net. And I am watching David Letterman as I am broadcasting, and I see Carmelo Anthony walking out on the David Letterman show. I just wanted to share that. I'm sure there are some Carmelo Anthony NBA basketball fans listening. Yep. Okay. I'll call 1-714-409-0614. That's the call-in number. And it's a good idea to follow or friend me so you can chat with me in the chat room. I'm going inside the chat room right now. Hello? But yeah, that was a very awesome show. I'm in the chat room now, but it's real important for you all to friend or follow. And during the last show, I said I would play Affiliated Music's song, This America, in its entirety at the end, so I will. Because I love the song Mississippi. Obviously, you all do too. It's a great song. Like I said before, they won a JMA, Jackson Music Award, in 2008-2009, and so they're back now, dropping new music. Recorded a song with the R&B group Recognition, and they will tell you more when they are guests on Culture Shock Entertainment Report. They've been digging the show, and they like the vibe of it. So I appreciate and thank them also. But again, you can call. At 714-409-0614. And I received new, you all know I have to plug More Cosmetics. I received new Mevalogs yesterday. Because Mark is definitely ready for spring. And, you know, actress Ashley M. Green is our ambassador. And she is spectacular. Lauren Conrad used to be our ambassador, and also represented Meet Mark's charitable arm, which is called Empowerment, which exists to promote and bring the community, to make the community aware of the negatives of teen dating abuse and violence. So you can visit meetmark.com. And if you don't have your own Mark Cosmetics independent sales rep, a Mark girl or guy, please visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com. Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Oh, and back to Prince. I love the fact when George Lopez brought to his attention that he has recently donated more than $2 million to charitable organizations and community, and to community causes. And he was like, what? He was like, oh, I didn't know it was that much, you know? So, just, he's always been a humanitarian, even in his early days. But, you know, some people just, I don't know, never really promote it. And he doesn't make a big deal, because I guess that's just the way, some people just live a life where they don't mind doing. But others, even when some people don't have the finances, I mean, just the effort and to roll up your sleeves and help others, that's important. It really is, you know, to be there. Everyone is just, you know, support somebody or some cause or something that's close to your heart or something that gets to you, something that you're to try to find out how you can make things better. If you can't do it directly, do your best to contact somebody who can. You know, It's in prayer, it's number one. If you pray for a situation, that's good right there, because prayer does work. Okay, we have 7 more minutes. No one's calling. You all sure chat and send messages and send comments and send videos and so on and tell me, I mean, the show is developing, and part of the show is to make comments and to discuss different topics and issues. But, you know, that's how the discussions can take different turns, and we can share our different views on air live. But then also, if you know someone who missed any of Culture Shock Entertainment Report's live broadcast, you can always listen to the archive shows when you visit my profile at blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock Entertainment. That's KULTURESHOKENT-BETH. When you visit my profile, you can click whichever show you would like to hear or that your friends and family might like to hear that you missed. And then also you can send me comments, and you can if you don't have a Blog Talk Radio profile or username, create you one so you can chat in the chat room on a consistent basis also. And then it's very easy. You can, if you don't have access to log in or don't feel like logging in, you can call in and just listen. You don't have to talk. Because I know sometimes I listen to several Blog Talk Radio shows. One of my favorites is HME, a radio program, Blog Talk Radio show out of Las Vegas. I like to listen to a lot of the business and spiritual and marketing and business Blog Talk Radio shows. They're very awesome. But I'm going to prepare whenever I discuss Mark, I'm going to call that a Mark moment. That's a Mark moment. And what's up in Jackson right now? Oh, I mentioned that the Mississippi UFO conference is Saturday. There's a lot of other events going on, but one thing that we're preparing for right now is it's nice weather right now, but by morning time, we're supposed to have bad weather. So that's what's up in Jackson, Mississippi right now. So I am going to prepare to conclude the show so I can play affiliated music song. This is America, and I will talk with you all Monday. Monday's show, if I do not interview the opera singer Sheila Ramsey and her cohort Janine, that show will be about spring cleaning and living a clutter-free life. This is spring is here. A lot of us are doing spring cleaning or preparing to spring clean. I know I am. And so I think it's important for us to discuss and to get tips and to share tips about spring cleaning and busting clutter. I'm a clutter queen. I like to clean and be organized, but then at the same time, clutter accumulates. And so I definitely need to broadcast that show. But spring cleaning and living a clutter-free life will be the topic. If that's not the day that I interview Diva Sheila and her cohort, because I would like to dedicate the whole show to her, to Sheila and her cohort regarding their trip to Los Angeles. Okay, so I'd like to say shout out to all the purple peeps out there and everyone at the LA Forum having fun. And I'll talk with you all on Monday. Please tweet me, email me, message me, friend me, and that'll be cool. Thank you, and have a good one. Bye-bye. Oh, and look like I'm having technical difficulties, so I will play that song at the end of the next broadcast. Thank you. God bless.